Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for ChartsAndMarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Happy New Year, Bob.
Yeah, it is going to be New Year's Eve. I'm going over to my immediate neighbors on the same floor, and all of our insiders in our condo tower are just going to be there for bubblies from 5 until 8. What a great way to have a New Year's. I'm looking forward to it.
And we'll start off our show with some questions from some regular listeners. The first one is from Kathleen, and without opening the email, I predict she has musical references. She loves to combine the markets and music together, which is kind of nice. From Kathleen, Happy New Year, Bob and Jim. Change seems to be in the air. Giorgia Meloni was elected Italy's prime minister on a campaign that said, among other things, no to big international finance and no to the EU bureaucrats in Brussels. I've been humming ever since the song Mambo Italiano, the Rosemary Clooney version. Bob and Jim, is this the beginning of real change in Europe, and does this spell the beginning of the end for Francis Macron?
Oh, yeah, you've got it nailed. It is a key step, and great reforms have not been accomplished in a week. It takes many, many events to accomplish a reform against authoritarian governments.
She says, hopefully will the French soon be saying c'est si bon after the departure of Macron. More importantly, how will we in North America celebrate the departure of Trudeau? When that day arrives, I will be singing Gordon Lightfoot's song, Oh So Sweet, over a Yukon Jack or caribou as I celebrate the return of the real Canada.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe that he stays on. And you look at film clips from debate on and the question period in the House, and leader of the opposition will be nailing the government for inflation, high cost of living, shortages of this, shortage of energy, and now they're going to make shortages of food. And all that Trudeau can say is we are increasing the carbon tax because it is good for the planet, and you'll get more money out of what you put into carbon later on. And that's all he can say. He can't get off that absolute nonsense. And he has moved to reduce the availability of oil and gas, and then recently, with his infatuation with nitrogen, is attempting to reduce food production in the country. I mean, really. He's an idiot. Well, here's the line. What's the difference between Justin Trudeau and Joe Biden? 29 years. So that's the only difference, a young idiot and an old idiot. It's amazing. However, we will eventually see them gone.
A question from Michael. Happy New Year, Jim and Bob. Many analysts say that central banks will try to play catch-up with the Fed over the coming months, thus weakening the U.S. dollar. Others point to a possible petro-yuan and petro-ruble, while others still talk about gold trade notes and gold-backed currencies. Bob, will gold outperform the U.S. dollar next year? Can they both outperform the markets?
That's a good one. Yeah, I just had a emails back and forth with a very big name in finance and gold and freedom and all that sort of stuff. And he just came out with a piece. This is it. Inflation, dollar down, trashed, and gold going up. And no, it is. I wrote that you have to understand that the bubble has defined everything. And once the bubble's over, the real price of gold goes up. The real price of base metals and everything else goes down. So gold goes up relative to commodities. And profitability for gold miners goes up and everybody makes money in it. But the U.S., there'll be very little change in the U.S. dollar price of gold, because in a post-bubble contraction, the very careful money goes to the most liquid items. And those are shorter than 1 year treasuries, let's say T-bills, which puts a bid in for the T-bills. So it's going to go back to zero gain, and it puts a bid in for the dollar. And there's other reasons for the post-bubble bid for the senior currency, but we can't go into those now. So, no, the idea that gold will go up in U.S. dollar terms is just not going to work. But there's going to be a fabulous bull market for gold stocks, because the price of gold will be going up relative to most commodities. And one just wants to look at oil prices. Energy costs to operate a mine are about 60%. And you know, that's running the mill, running the equipment, you need diesel and all that sort of stuff. And then, of course, even for blasting, that's hydrocarbons, that's energy. So, no, it works. Every post-bubble contraction has set up a fabulous bull market for golds. And this is what we continue to, let's say it, Jim, we're preaching it. You gotta have, we've been accumulating golds for the last month or so, and within, I'm not sure when, but you want to full up and have a full position in golds at some time. We will advise the details on that.
Michael's second question. So far this year, Santa has only delivered a cold blast of Arctic air to the markets. And in reality, that's what we've got as well across North America. We can't burn digital money to keep warm anymore while the globalist climate crowd have turned off our gas and electric heaters. Bob, can we be looking at a deflationary freeze in the first half of 2023 with lower commodity and equity prices, followed by an unending summer heat wave of uncontrolled inflation and rising energy and commodity prices?
You got the first half right. Down for most commodity prices. But there'll be some sharp rallies from time to time, but the feature of a post-bubble contraction has been weak commodity prices and firming valuations for money. Thus, the real price of gold goes up. Now, the other thing we did in June was, doing the deflated price of gold, CPI comes out monthly. Hey, that's no fun in a chart. So we took the CRB commodities, and commodities relative to gold tells a real story. They were oversold in an extraordinary fashion last summer. And we noted that on previous lows, no matter what degree, that the bottom in the gold divided by CRB led a possible rally in the stocks by about 4 months. So that counted out to around October. And then another thing we used is something gave us an idea that maybe November. So that's what we're looking for, is the gold sector to bottom in October, November, and gradually get itself into a bull market that will eventually at times become fabulous. So, yeah, but inflation out there at some later time, I don't think it's going to happen.
Also, in the new year, the federal government is going to be upping your EI and pension premiums.
The average Canadian worker will be paying an extra $305 a year to the federal government.
Yep.
Nice to know. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Indeed. We'll have more with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, everybody's saying we have to buy electric vehicles in just a few years. They won't be offering your traditional internal combustion engine vehicles anymore for sale. That means we're going to need a lot more lithium for car batteries, if that's the battery of choice for you. They hope to find some kind of material that's more plentiful and cheaper than lithium, but the research continues. Bob, is lithium mania going to continue in the new year?
I don't think so. I've just got a looking at the chart on this thing, and there's a... let's put it right up front. Electric vehicles are impractical. They don't work in cold weather. So, anyways, lithium. There's a ETF trades, LIT. Now, it's whether they got lithium or not, but it's lithium stock, anything related. Now, it had a big high at 81 in August, and then it's now to here, now all the way down to 57. So the proxy for the play reached the maximum and is rolled over and killed. Now, then the other one I want to get here is the price chart for lithium. Price. Okay. Lithium got up to 600,000 in November. It's now down to 53,000. This has been the biggest setback since the whole mania got going in 2021. So it looks like this last of the exotic commodities looks like it's topping. And the ETF proxy for it has rolled over completely. So I think we can say goodbye to this one. And I looked also for electric vehicle stock, like Tesla's confused stock, but there was a sort of an ETF on electric vehicles, and it had peaked last summer and is heading down. So the play was over. So we're not making a fresh call on this. We're just observing that the ETF proxies for the lithium peaked last summer and are heading down. And the lithium itself, as I said, got up to 600,000 in November. Minutes now at 53,000. So I'm saying that the last of the exotic commodities is over.
Now, Bob, people are looking at things that might be popping out in the new year. What are you seeing?
Oh, well, that was the feature. I think for most of next year, it's going to be a firming up U.S. dollar, weakening commodities, treasury bills going to zero, junk bonds being a disaster, weak stock markets, weak commodity markets, and as one realizes that there is really a global recession going on. Now, what is interesting here is that the yield curve, which is the difference between low rates and long-dated rates, it has inverted, which means short rates get higher than long rates. Now, the piece we just did on this showed its dynamics. It has got upside exhaustion, the whole thing, and it has reversed. So I published a piece that, and I've got the charts on the yield curve back to 1857. I doubt that anybody else has it. And the rule is, inversion is followed by a recession. And the other next rule is that the more dynamic the move to inversion, the more serious the recession, and this thing became dynamic. And then the other one was that the same excesses were reached late in the bubble year of 1929 and late in the bubble year of 1873. Don't have it prior to that. On bubbles, so on the financial side, it's saying it's all over, boys, and we should recognize that. So one just stands back. I would not try any long trades on rebounds. There will be some very sharp rebounds, but no, we're in a lengthy bear market. Previous post bubble bear markets have run from 3 to 5 years. So there we are. It's not a pretty sight, but one might just as well be face it straight on and realize, hey, nobody's going to make any money on the long side. And the line we like is that you sell when you can, not when you have to. Let's start talking about what you're going to have for New Year's Eve. What booze you're going to start with?
Huh? I haven't even thought about that.
Well, here we are. Yeah. This is important research for our listeners. What would James Bond have?
Oh, something shaken and not stirred. My family and friends like sweeter wines, not dry champagne. So I was trying to find some bubbly that's on the sweeter side. And quite often those are Spanish wines that are quite affordable.
Yeah. Also, I find the Prosecco, the Italian Prosecco,
exactly.
Can be very
those are
not
good.
Not too dry, just kind of nice. So, yeah, we'll have some of that. And then my daughter got me a nice bottle of Beaumont single malt. I haven't had one of those for a while, so that'll be pleasant. And then she also got me a very, very nice bottle of port. So, hey, one might as well have the stuff around.
And of course, to all of our listeners, let's have a bubbly and happy new year.
Yep, a happy new and a prosperous new year, even though the markets may be on the downside. Jim, we've had a good trailing year, and I'm looking forward to working with you and our listeners next year.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, Chief Investment Strategist for ChartsAndMarkets.com. He was speaking to us from Vancouver. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Happy New Year.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.